Hello, everybody. How are you doing today? My name is Tom Rizzano, and you are listening to the world famous, the University Love, the best podcast in one, two, three galaxies. But, ladies and gentlemen, you and I, we just call this show Online Marketing Moves, and we are coming to you live today. Ladies and gentlemen, if you hear a little noise, it's because I have a different set of headphones on today. It's always something, but we got to keep the show going, you know? But anyway. Today, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about something very important. Something very important that you and I, in order to be successful, we need this, okay? And I'm going to tell you something. I've recorded 523 episodes of this show. Okay? 523 episodes. Bonus episodes, whatever. Bonus episodes, regular episodes, 523 episodes. Okay, and I will tell you something. This is something I laughed at the other day. I just thought about it when it comes to this podcast. When it comes to podcasting, it's as I told you a few days ago. I listened to "Nobody Wants to Read Your Crap" by Stephen Pressfield, who I learned wrote "The Legend of Bagger Vance," who also wrote "The Art of War," which I listened to. And it's a very good book. I highly recommend The Art of War or The War of Art. It's about resistance and all that kind of stuff. It's pretty good. But in this book, he talked about his time in Hollywood writing, you know, and he talked about writing and, you know, like structure when it comes to writing. And he said you can apply that for nonfiction books, fiction books. And the light bulb went off in my head and I said, ding, 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 ding. I said, you know what, ladies and gentlemen? It's one thing that this podcast does not have, and that is structure, you know? A lot of the times, I remember when I first started, I said, you know what? I'm just going to wing it because I just wanted to get started. And I knew that if I thought about, you know, structure, and if I thought about this, and if I thought about that, and if I overthought everything, ladies and gentlemen, there would still be no podcast. So my goal in the beginning was just to get started. My goal was just to get some headway. But when I was listening to his book the other day, and he talked about structure, and I said, in order to move up in the world, I need more structure in the podcast. Because it's, in my humble opinion, it's a very good show. You know, we produce a good show for what it is. But there's always room to improve. And we got a lot of different ways we can improve. There's a lot of different things that we could do to improve this podcast. And having a format, having structure is one example. And you want to have structure when it comes to all your business, all your podcasts, your writing, your videos. The more structure you have, the more you can drive home a certain point, a theme that you might want for an episode or a video, the better off you will be. It will be easier for people to follow. It will be easier for people to, you know, they say, okay, what's this video about? It will be easier for you to figure out your headline, you know. Because sometimes in the beginning, I would talk about something, and then I would move to the right, and then I would move to another right, and I could go from talking about, you know, traffic and SEO to, you know, Spotify, you know, it would just be all over the place. And that's cool in the beginning. That's cool when you're first starting off. But once you want to become established and once you want to dominate, you know, your field, you have to start thinking about structure. You have to start thinking about little details to improve your stuff. So this is one thing that you could do that I've heard from numerous people. And it's, you know, if you have a business plan, let's say you have a business plan, you know, start off with the goal, with the end goal, you know, start off with the fifth year, you know, don't start off with the first year. Write down where you want to be in 5 years. Write down where do you see yourself. Write down everything and then flush it out, you know. And that can help when it comes to your content creation. If you have structure, you know, if you want to write, let's say you want to start writing political stuff, you know, which angle are you going to write when it comes to politics, you know? Left, right, you're going to be libertarian, you're going to be a full-blown independent. You know, you're going to talk about finances when it comes to politics. You're going to talk about people and their records, you know, like what theme are you going for? What kind of structure are you going to have when it comes to your writing, you know? And you, the more structure you have, the better off you will be. It's just like me and my wife. Good example. Daughter was first born. She was born. My wife was still working. She was running her business. I was still working. And a lot of, in the first few months, you know, and we were taking care of my mother-in-law. So in the first few months, there was not a set time for anything, you know. If my baby girl got sleepy, I'd be like, oh, she's sleepy. So she'd go to sleep for a little while. There was no like, hey, sleep from 10 to 12, sleep from 10 to 1, you know. And now that she's getting older, you know, it's like my wife's like, you know, now we got to get her more structure. I'm like, yeah, she does definitely needs more structure, you know, so we can get her into a routine, you know. Hey, 10 o'clock comes, boom, take a nap. 1 o'clock comes, boom, it's playtime, you know. Want her to have structure so she'll know what's going on, you know, so she'll know, hey, 1 o'clock, it's time to play, you know. 3 o'clock, it's time to take a nap, you know. Like, you want that in your life, you know. And you can have that in your personal life. You can have that in professional life, you know. The more structure you have, the better off you will be. It's hard to, and, you know, I say this. I have 500 episodes. I have 500 episodes in the podcast. 500 episodes were flying off the cuff, you know. I don't want any more episodes where we're flying off the cuff, you know. These episodes are going to be topical. These episodes are going to have structure. They're going to have a point. We're going to have a theme. We're going to drive it home. And, you know, we're going to take it from there. So I'm going to do a lot of thinking this weekend. I might do a podcast tomorrow. I might not. But this weekend, I'm definitely going to do a lot of thinking. Definitely going to do a lot of, you know, which way we want to take the podcast. You know, more structure. Another thing I'm going to tell you is I'm going to start a website when it comes to the podcast. So I'm gonna start downloading the transcript for the podcast, because you know why? It's and I talked about this in the episode before. There's plenty of ways you can cut up your content, you know, and that's one way. And if I could turn these podcasts into articles, I could turn these podcasts into videos, I will gladly do that, you know. And the more ways you put out your content, the more people can listen, the more people can follow you, the better off you will be, you know. Because at the end of the day, we're in this to create content, we're in this to gain an audience, you're in this to make money, you know, and work for yourself, you know, like that's the end game. And so the more you're able to cut up your stuff, the better off you will be. But it starts with some structure, you know. Like, if you have a theme to a podcast or a theme to a video, it's a lot easier to download that as a transcript, turn that into a blog post, than it is you ranting and raving going all over the place. Because when you're reading something, when you're reading a book, you want the book to be structured. You don't want just a bunch of mumbo jumbo thrown up against the wall, you know what I mean? And so, structure, 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 please. Whatever you do, you know, but if you one of these people like me and you overthink things and you just like, God, I can't get started until I do this, I do that, just start, you know, and then flush it out and then figure out, you know, after a couple of months, like, hey, okay, now I know that I have the ability to do it. Now let's hash this thing out, you know. Sometimes it helps that way. But if you're not one of those people, if you just like, hey, I know what I want to do, this, that, and the other, you know, then have at it. Because you know what I was thinking is I'm going to have a podcast that I'm going to talk about. I'm going to, you know, because I am, you know, I'm going to talk about Christianity. I'm going to talk about me and you and, you know, following the Lord and, you know, we're going to talk about a lot of different things, not just, you know, that. We're going to talk about, you know, like watching pornography. Should you, shouldn't you, We're going to talk about abortion. We're going to talk about, you know, church. We're going to talk about ministry. We're going to talk about a lot of different topics. It's going to be like once a week, you know. There's going to be a structure. There's going to be a theme to the podcast. And I'm going to tell you like this. That podcast is going to get more listeners than this podcast ever would. And you know why? Because from the word go, I'm going to have structure. I'm going to have a theme. And I've taken my lumps with this podcast. I've taken the hits with this podcast. And so that way, anything else I do when it comes to content creation is going to be a lot easier than this. You know, this is going to be the hardest thing I ever done. You know why? Because number one, you had to challenge yourself. Number two, you had to tell yourself, hey, can I do this? Should I do this? Why should I do this? Why should people listen to me? You have to get over that kind of thing, you know? And number three, once you do something, you're like, all right, now I know the mistakes I made. I know which way I can go. And I'm going to turn that podcast, you know, the religious podcast, you know, and you don't have to listen. It doesn't matter, you know. I'll find an audience. Thank you. But we're going to take that, and I'm going to, from episode one, we're going to, you know, turn that into a blog post, you know. We're going to turn that into, I'm going to shoot the video. I'm going to shoot the video while I'm doing the podcast. So that way I can upload the video for YouTube, you know. And we're going to see, you know, we're going to get more YouTube subscribers, you know. And we're going to go that route. So this podcast crawled so the other ones can run. You know what I mean? Like, it's going to work. It's going to work out. And I have all the confidence in the world, you know, because I have a belief system, and I know that I can do it, and I have structure, and I have structure for the other podcasts, and I have, you know, I know which way I want to go, you know. I have it all laid out. I have it mapped out with this other entity that I'm going to do. I have it laid out, you know. I have a plan, you know. I have like a 5-year plan in my head, you know, and I have it written down. And I'm like, all right, I know what to do. You know, this podcast, I know what to do. I know what I need to do now. I know what I need to do to improve it. It's always a process. We're starting to get more listeners. I greatly appreciate that. But I know now the mistakes, you know, and it's a lot of it is not having structure, not having, you know, but I'll tell you what, for me, I'm just going to tell you like this, nothing's more fun, for me, it might be different for you. I'm looking forward to being successful, I'm looking forward to making plenty of money and all that stuff, don't get me wrong, but for me, like, when I first started driving trucks, nothing was more fun than the first 2 years I drove a truck, when it comes to truck driving. Now, I don't care. I could care less about, you know, the driving the truck and all that, you know. I don't care about the money. I make more money than I've ever made before, but I don't care about none of that, you know. But it doesn't bring me joy, you know. But nothing was more exciting than the first 2 years, you know. I had a great time. And nothing was more fun for me than doing the first, I mean, I still enjoy the podcast to this day, but those first 3 months, those first 4 months was very exciting because it was new, and I was like, man, what am I going to do? You know, how long am I going to do this? Am I going to hang in here? Am I going to keep going? You know, like, what's going to happen, you know? And, you know, like 2 years later, here we are, you know, we've done 500 some episodes, you know, it's been ups, it's been downs, you know, it's been a lot of things going on, but we're still here and I still enjoy it and I still love it. And it's like, it's fun, you know what I mean? But nothing is exciting like when you first start something. Like, let's see what's gonna happen, you know? Let's flush it out. Let's see what's gonna happen. But yeah. But get some structure going, you know. Construct. The better you construct something, the better off you will be. Okay, my friends. So, ladies and gents, that's it. We'll be back tomorrow. What you looking at, sir? We'll be back tomorrow with our new episode of Online Marketing Moves. But until then, my name is Tony Rizzano. Thank you for listening. And as always, everybody, peace.